Hey, what's going on, everybody? This is Coast to Noise Podcast, episode 41. I have just a quick announcement and a disclaimer to go with it. This will be the last call for anybody who wants to go on the Coast to Noise Facebook page or my page and share the videos or the audio podcast itself for the last episode that we did, episode number 40, with NOLA Float Tanks owner Spencer Fozier. And if you share it, you'll be entered to win for an extra hour worth of float in the tanks there if you go and float it, NOLA Float Tanks. So what are these float tanks we speak of? I won't go into a whole bunch of it because I've talked a lot about them in the last 2 weeks, but basically, and you can go on to my page or this Coast to Noise Facebook page and posted some videos that Joe Rogan has talking about them, but you can go to Google and just type in isolation tanks, float tanks, anything like that. What they basically are is these big tanks that you lay in, and they've got water with 800 pounds of salt, so you float in it, and it's the same temperature as your skin, so it's light-proof, soundproof, and basically after a couple minutes of laying there, you can't really tell. You don't have any sensory input, basically, so you just float there, and it's super relaxing, and because your brain doesn't have to process all these sensory inputs, you can have these very vivid thoughts or almost what some might call hallucinogenic visions or something like that. If you get really good at it and you become very, you let go, there's a process of letting go. So instead of, you know, me rambling off about it right now, go ahead and check it out online and maybe just listen to the audio podcast because we talk about our experiences with floating and all this kind of stuff. And I got the chance to float there and it was fantastic. The best session I've had in the last couple of years. Disclaimer, so let's get to that in this episode. This is an episode where we just kind of kicked it, you know, one of those episodes you just get together with your friends, somebody says, hey, you want to do a podcast, and it happens. So it was done outside, so there is some background noises, trees, birds, that kind of thing, but it's actually kind of nice, and, you know, it was recorded with just super portable equipment. But I've done the best I can to beef it up and whatnot, but it's a good podcast. We had a good time with it. So if you want to hear more podcasts, you can go to the podcast page, coasttonoise.com. Please give us a like on the page. It helps us to keep doing what we're doing, basically, and it'll help keep you in the loop with other episodes that we're going to release in the future. Working on a lot of cool things right now, hoping to have some good shows in the future. What else? Nothing else. Alrighty, well, there you go. Episode number 41. Here it is. Enjoy. Podcasting outdoors. But yeah, I've just recently tried to, take it easy with the coffee. That's why I'm going back to black tea. It only has like a quarter of the caffeine that a regular cup of coffee has.
Yeah.
It's pretty much if you introduce your body to anything new and then like keep going with it, it's going to eventually be expecting you to keep feeding it that whatever that is.
Yeah. Like I crave coffee in the morning. Like it'd be so hard to like start my morning with just no coffee every single day after like drinking it. Just every single morning.
Mm-hmm.
You just get so adjusted to it, like you just have to have your cup of coffee in the morning.
Yeah. It's a drug, you know?
Mm-hmm. Like, itch your neck, like, ah.
Yeah.
Coffee.
Made me think of Bryce for some reason. Yeah, I kind of think that there might be. We were talking about Ebola a couple minutes ago, and there may be a connection to ISIS there, you know what I mean? Because
yeah.
ISIS is in Africa.
Is it?
They're,
I thought it was like
the Middle East.
Shit.
Yeah, but I think they're working their way down. They're becoming a large-scale group. They're spreading into other places, you know?
Yeah.
And, you know, how hard would it really be to just pay someone off? And be like, hey, you know, you're going to die anyway. Take this $50 and a cell phone. Get on a get on a plane and go to New York and just get on the subway. We'll take care of your family for you, you know.
Yep.
Nobody can do anything for you, but we can pay off your family, make sure when you're gone they're taken care of. Just get on a subway train and ride it, you know.
Yeah, but how exactly do you get it? I know you can get it through sweat, but can you get it through, like, coughing? Like, if you cough in someone's face, I don't think... I think it's through sweat, like, mm-hmm. through your pores and stuff.
Probably, yeah.
So I would think sex would be, like, the best way. Like, that seems like an STD.
Of course you do.
Well, no, think about it. That's what we were talking about last night. Sex, we were all like, dude, you got to start watching who you have sex with. If Ebola got big here because sweat, oh, dude, game over. But I don't think, like, coughing, it can't go through the air, like, if you're around a person, like, unless you're, like... rubbing skin
mm-hmm.
and things get heated,
right.
Sweat gets into the pores, you got Ebola.
Yeah, I just think, you know, usually with sex, you gotta like talk to somebody and you gotta get them to like you and you gotta take them to dinner and all that. The terrorists aren't thinking of all
except
that.
If they're from Tinder. You gotta start saying on your Tinder, I do not have Ebola. Okay, I'll mess.
Because that's believable.
Yeah.
Tons of people saying they don't have Hep C and all this other. But no, I mean, they could just get on a subway train and just start spitting everywhere.
Yeah.
You know?
But then, I don't know.
They could wear a bunch of clothes and just sweat a whole bunch. Leave their clothes hanging around.
What if it gets to a point, we were talking about this last night too, if everyone just wears those suits with like the big old, the square helmet thing, and everyone just chills in those, like it's just like, a normal thing. Everyone just walks around in them. That'd be cool.
You're familiar with the Black Plague, yes? The bubonic plague?
Yes. I saw some silly girl talking about that last night on her Snapchat. Oh my god, but yeah.
You know, that could be like a serious thing.
For real?
Sure.
I haven't looked into it that much because that girl is a complete fucking idiot. Listen to this. So, her Snapchats are the stupidest Snapchats ever. Like, all these guys just start following her just so they can watch her Snapchats. Like, it blows people's minds. And one Snapchat said,
is this going to throw this girl under the bus? Is this...
No, I'm not going to say her name.
Okay.
I'm sure she's not going to go check this out.
Okay.
She's got other things to do, I'm sure. So, she's on vacation. She's been Snapchatting the weirdest shit ever. And she Snapchatted, she's in Virginia, like, with her family, that she had cow eggs. And these eggs were in a bowl, and there was black spots on them. And she was like, I just got these cow eggs. So I texted her, and I said, where'd you get those cow eggs? And she goes, I got them from the farm, from the cows. And I was like, dang, when are they going to hatch? And she was like, I don't know, we got a lamp on them to make sure they hatch. I'm like, well, let me know when them cows come out. And she's like, oh, I will.
She's gonna be real disappointed when an ostrich ends up in her barn house.
Just the fact that she thinks a cow is going to come out of an egg just blew my mind. I was entertaining myself so much last night talking to her about it. My god.
What were we just talking about before the cow eggs?
Oh, the bubonic plague.
Yeah. Going back to what you were saying about the outfit thing, did you ever see, like, what doctors would wear at that time? Like, the bird mask stuff? They had these long gowns, and, I'll pull it up for you. It was, like, these long gowns, and then they'd wear these bird masks mm-hmm. with, like, eye slits. Do you know what I'm talking about? Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, that'd be one thing. I'll tell you what.
It'd be cool.
Be kind of creepy. It'd be like Halloween everywhere.
It would. That's what would be kind of cool about it. You can have like your unique style to it. And then a whole new business opens up and you can like start like fashion designing your own costumes.
People don't give a fuck about fashion when it's an epidemic and people are
bullshit.
Dying.
You're bullshitting that. There's no way.
What?
And especially if it happens for like a year, people are going to be like tired. Like, oh my god, the girls would be like, I hate wearing these green gowns every day. I want to get some style to it, and bam.
Our economy's going to be in the toilet. People are going to be trying to just get by to buy bread and medicine. They can't get clean water. And you think they're going to bedazzle their, like, biohazard suits?
Well, All right, well, then not even that. It doesn't even make them fashionable, but you can, like, customize them, like, with book bags in them where that you can, like, there's, like, tubes that come through, and you can, like, fill your book bag up with just beer, and just, like, that's how parties are, because you can't, with the big old mask helmet, you can't drink your beer, so everyone has these book bags with beer on it. You can just fill them up through the back. You have a tube that comes through.
I love how you think people are going to be partying with mass epidemics. Like, people are going to be in their houses.
That's the first thing I thought about that. How is a party going to be? Crazy.
No. Nobody's going to want to go to party. You're going to be wanting to stay away from everybody because everybody's going to be contagious.
No, not if you have the outfits.
And then you're going to go get drunk with liquor, and people are going to be swapping beer. Hey, bro, is this your beer? I don't know, man.
That's what the book bags are for.
This is silly. I don't know, though. You were saying Mark Zuckerberg, though, just donated $25 million for the cause.
Yep.
Shout out to Mark Zuckerberg.
For real, shout out.
Yeah.
Everyone was so amazed by that. They were like, wait, who's Mark Zuckerberg again? I was like, the guy who made Facebook, the young dude. And they're like, oh, fuck yeah, Mark Zuckerberg. Hell yeah. It's like, come on, guys.
We've talked about this on the podcast a bunch, but have you heard of the Oculus Rift thing? It's a virtual reality thing. I'll be real quick about summing this up, but like, you can put it on. It's a virtual reality thing. Well, he bought it out for like $2 billion.
Of course.
It's his now. So, and he's gonna like make it for like all kinds of things. But he wants to send a satellite into space with all these cameras on it, these HD high magnifying cameras, and that like each month you can get on your Oculus and like choose which camera you want to pick on the satellite and just look out into space. Oculus Rift style, and just look everywhere.
Is that the thing? I heard Joe Rogan talking about something like that, where you can put it on and then use your hands behind it. Like, say you're looking at a desktop or something, and you can just like maximize it, and then like just like you can use your hands from like they can it just reads your hands on the other sides from where your eyes are, and you can just like say put up Facebook and like zoom in and. Is it like kind of like that? Is that what you're talking about?
Like Minority Report style?
Minority?
Have you seen Minority Report?
No.
Tom Cruise? No. Steven Spielberg directed it? That's a fantastic movie. I think I got it here. You'll have to see it. Hmm. He's like a time cop. Like they stop crimes before they happen. It's in the future or whatever. And he's like there when they're looking into the future, they use these big glass U-shaped things in front of them, and they put on these gloves, and they can just like manipulate everything that's going on. And he eventually finds, like, he's reading into a murder, and then he sees his own face in the picture. So he goes on the run while everyone else is chasing him, and he's like, I don't know who that person is. I have no intention of killing them. And like, he's like looking for this person to figure out like what's going on. Great movie. But yeah, I think he did that with, like, Lewis from Unboxing or something like that. He was talking about that device you're talking about.
Yeah.
I looked it up. It looks pretty cool for a first of its kind.
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of big and just, like, but, I mean, it's always going to just get better and better. So.
Mm-hmm.
Well, like, in a decade, it'd be almost perfected.
Yeah. Well, there's also another thing, once again, talked about this a couple times. I'll be quick about it, but it's called Google Cardboard. And it's this thing, Google made this kit, and they just gave it away to, like, developers. And you put your phone in it, it's you know, it's like a $10 little cardboard kit. And you put your phone in it, and you construct it in such a way that it's like a box, and it's got two eye holes. And you put your eyes into it, and your whole vision is your iPhone screen or your Android, whatever.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that.
And you can look at Google Maps, you can tour cities.
Yeah.
There's, like, you can watch YouTube videos, and it's, like, it's just in your vision. You just see all these boxes of videos, and you just look around to select one. And
you
like
saw that from Twitter, that article from that one Twitter place. I know you follow it, because you retweeted something, and I followed it. It's like new technology that comes out. They tweet about it, like, that's where I saw that.
Is it like an S on the Twitter thing, on the picture?
What is it called? I know the picture's gray. It has, like, their Twitter picture that has gray in it.
I don't know.
I don't know, but that's where I heard it. I thought that's where you heard it from, too, because I know you follow it.
What we were talking about with Mark Zuckerberg, I read today that Facebook and Apple in the near future now allow women to freeze their eggs. Like, that's a perk. Yeah. That's a benefit of the job.
That's all the women that like work for him. He encourages all of them to freeze their eggs. I think he pays them extra to do it, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, because the reason they wanted to do this, the article said, was because they want more women in the workplace, and you know, girls have a biological clock different from men with their baby childs and whatnot. So they don't want women to think, well, I got to stop what I'm doing. I can't really have a career right now because I need to have children at this point in my life or whatever. And then it gets very difficult because they have to, you know, nurse the kids. Sometimes they decide they don't want to go back to work, all these kinds of things. So, you know, they just, it just doesn't happen for them.
Yeah.
And the goal, I guess, is to get women back into the workplace and give them that choice to keep them there.
Yeah, isn't Mark Zuckerberg like the youngest billionaire of all time?
I don't know.
I think he was.
Shall we investigate?
Like, I think it was two, 3 years ago when they announced him as officially a billionaire, and I think it said he was the youngest one ever. Have you seen the movie about him? Social Network?
Yeah, great movie.
Yeah.
Really good.
He seemed like a huge dick, though.
Yeah. But, you know, that's...
That's how that guy acts, though. The actor they got for him.
Oh, yeah.
He always kind of acts like a pretentious asshole.
Mm-hmm. There's another movie he's in called Double that's coming out soon. Uh-huh. And it's like, he's this kind of nobody at work. Like, nobody sees him. His boss thinks he's been there for, like, 6 weeks, and he's been there, like, 6 years. The girl that he likes doesn't pay any mind to him, all this kind of stuff. And then one day, another person who looks exactly like him, he plays the same, both characters, because it is him, to a T. And everybody, like, he's charismatic, and everybody loves him, and he talks to the girl that the other guy can't get, and he, like, gives him advice. He's like, this is what you got to do in this situation, blah, blah, blah. And it's this real, like, dark...
Can the other people tell him apart, or do they think?
No,
he's
they're like, what do you think of the new guy? And he's like, does he look like anybody to you? And they're like, no, he's a cool guy, very cool guy, but you know, it's weird. It just looks really weird.
You got to go see. I went and saw this in theaters 2 nights ago. Gone Girl.
Yeah, I heard about it.
Movie's crazy.
It looks fantastic.
It is very crazy.
I think, did Ben Affleck direct it? I think he did.
I don't know. I thought you meant like writing it. But yeah, it's from a book. But I don't know who directed it, but it's crazy. It makes you think that like, it's a 2-hour and 40-minute movie. And like, the first hour and a half you think like, oh, I already know who did this. Like,
don't
it's
spoil
so
it.
Obvious. Yeah, but it's just like, out of nowhere, just like the screen just goes black and then your mind just explodes. Like the real story starts coming along and you're like, holy fucking shit. And it just like completely just...
I love movies like that.
Yeah.
They just turn it on you. I was thinking about Ocean's 11 the other day. You seen Ocean's 11, right? The bank, the casino where they robbed the casino in Vegas. George Clooney, Brad Pitt, who else? Matt Damon. Also, Julia Roberts. They have a Bernie Mac in the first one. I mean, it was an all-star cast.
Oh, I haven't seen it.
Ooh, dude, so good. There's because they're all suave. They're all, and it's a remake from like a movie out of the '60s. All these, like, you know, well, they've all got money. They're doing well. They're fucking living their life. They've been robbing and cheating and stealing their whole life, and they've become, you know, and they all get out of the game or whatever, and then George Clooney went to prison for, like, a long time. He took the fall for somebody. Brad Pitt, you know, he gets out, and Brad Pitt's there to pick him up, and he's like, as soon as he gets in the car, they're all, like, dressed suave and whatnot. As soon as he gets in the car, he's like, all right, I got the next job for us. Dude just got out of prison for years, and he's like, all right, what we got? So they go to the blueprint table, and they assemble this cast, and, like, he's like, it's an impossible job, and it's somebody that Brad Pitt... Or George Clooney is trying to knock off because his ex-wife is dating the casino owner now.
Yeah.
And they all find it out halfway through, and they're like, dude, what the fuck? Is this going to get in the way of what we're doing? He's like, no, it won't. So it's this impossible job they got to pull off, going down a safe that they don't have the key to, cameras they can't disable, a SWAT team unit, and fingerprints, and like they have to get all the intel beforehand and plan it out. And they do all these things, and then you think they're going to get busted, and then like something else completely different happened, and you're like, how did, and then they show you like all of how they did it, like in the last couple minutes with a few key roles or whatever. Yeah. It's pretty crazy.
Yeah, I'm going to see that.
Let's, yeah.
No, it's tight.
But what were we talking about? Gone Girl.
Yeah, she's crazy.
So it started off as a novel.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm looking at the film here. The reason I thought it was Ben Affleck is because I watched Bill Maher's Real Time the other day, and Ben Affleck was on the panel. Bill Maher's a good show. Real Time, you ever? He's a comedian slash, like, entertainer.
What's his name?
It's a political show. Bill Maher. He did Religious.
Nope, never heard of it.
Oh, it stars Ben Affleck, Gone Girl.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
That's that guy's name. But yeah, it's a crazy movie. I mean, it is a little long, but...
Oh, no problem.
It's wild.
No problem with long movies.
The only long movie I can handle is Wolf of Wall Street.
Oh, dude. I want to watch it again.
I've seen it, like, easily over 20 times. Because, like, I always, like, go somewhere and, like... They have the movie, and one person's always like, oh, I've never seen it. And I'm like, no, dude, we're watching it.
Whenever you want to watch it again, let me know. Because I've been real close to getting it a couple times the last couple weeks.
How many times have you seen it?
Just once.
I even read the book. It's crazy.
Oh, there's a book, too?
Yeah, it's a true story. The guy wrote the book.
Loosely. I mean, with Martin Scorsese, he's going to take some, like, pretty crazy angles. Because he's a real, like... He's one of the ultimates, man. Martin Scorsese.
Yeah. When I was over at Grandma's the other day, she brought Wolf of Wall Street up. She was like, I was really interested in going to see that. And then I thought she was about to start talking about going to see it. And I was like, oh, God, she's about to just go off about that movie. And she was like, but I was watching the news, and it says they said the F-bomb.
63. No. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. It was some ridiculous.
Like 68 times. Mm-hmm. She's like, that's just not necessary. She's like, I decided not to go see it. And I was like, Grandma, the F-bomb would have not even bothered you compared to what else was in that movie.
Mm-hmm.
She was like, what do you mean, Hunter? And I was like, nothing. And Grandpa just sitting there just laughing, like, Grandpa's seen the movie or something. He was just like looking at me like, like he's seen it before. Like, I went by myself to see this. I know what you're talking about.
Oh,
I didn't even want to get into it at all. Like, the first, like, minute, he's sucking up cocaine from a girl's butthole.
I know.
And that's when I was like, whoa, this movie is about to be like no holds back at all.
Mm-hmm.
But the book is like so much like so many small details that you think would be made up in the movie, mm-hmm, like really happened. Like in the book, I'm like, damn. Like the guy really, like the first like chapter, it starts when Jonah Hill's character like swallows that goldfish when that dude was cleaning his fish tank.
Mm-hmm.
Like all that stuff happened. And then, like, his boat that he had, it really got in a storm like that, went down, they almost died. That plane really exploded that was coming to get him.
What?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
And that's when he knew, like, karma was, like, that he was done after that.
Mm.
He said that, like, so much bad shit was happening, and that plane that was coming to get him, like, really exploded. I was like, my God, it's crazy.
Is it a full-length novel, or mm-hmm, really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Yeah, that movie is absolutely nuts. When they hold the gay butler over the edge of the thing, and then the police show up, and they're like, then we gave him $2,000, and they beat the shit out of him, too.
And the Quaaludes.
The Quaaludes is the... No.
Why? No. They seem interesting.
Dude, no.
Why, they were prescribed to women who were pregnant who had problems sleeping?
Uh-huh.
That seems harmless. And they said, if you fight off the sleep in 30 minutes, you just get a great high. That's what it said for the movie. I was like, that seems pretty tight.
I don't know, man. Just and watching they took scenes those like
lemons,
that. Yeah, those old that's lemons, what I'm talking about. That's the scene. He goes to the payphone and just starts like slurring. And I'm like, what did he say? And the guy on the phone's like, what did you say?
And he just falls down and just spazzes out on the ground.
And he gets to the staircase and he's like, they make it look so easy. And then he just throws himself. And then he can't get the Lamborghini door. So he puts his foot and his foot gets caught and he rides all the way up. The and then he part. Drives away. He's like, I drove away slower than Cello.
And then really he and then they crashed back. The shit out of it.
You've been driving your car tonight? No. It's like wrecked.
The funniest part about that scene is when he's looking down the steps, when he's just fucked up, just crawling, and he looks down the steps, and there's like 20 steps. You like the 20 brick steps? And
yeah.
It shows the real view, and it's like 3 steps.
Yeah.
And he's just like, and it just shows him stumbling like down 20 steps, and it flashes to him like just going down to 3, like, He like flipped like 5 times, just rolling down 3 steps. Like, I was like, what the fuck? Martin Scorsese is a badass director.
Mm-hmm.
Shit.
Mm-hmm. What other movies have you seen of him? I'm trying to remember, like, many of the stuff he does.
Like,
oh, The Departed? You seen The Departed?
Yeah.
Yeah. Great movie.
But he was really, really big, like, more in the 80s and 90s. Like, the old classics. I mean, I haven't seen a lot of old classics, but, I mean, I went and saw, like, the list of, like, movies, and I was like, yeah, these are all big movies back then.
Yeah.
Like, he was the shit. He was running shit.
I want to watch Scarface. I haven't seen Scarface in years. I've only seen it once.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's a...
I'm trying to think of one.
Goodfellas is a good movie that he's really known for. But I think I saw that once a long time ago. Taxi Driver. Have you heard about that? That's with...
No, I've seen Goodfellas, so Goodfellas is a great movie.
Is that a court movie where they go into court?
No, it's, No, it's when they just, like, had that one big, like, family thing, and that, like, they just bring, like, those mob people in, and then the one guy who started it all, that whole group, got, like, you know, that big mob that's, like, undercover, like, no one knows who's in it, and it's, like, the highest mob, like, level to get to, and they ask one of the guys to come in, and they start, like, celebrating it. Remember that part? And then they end up killing them.
Which movie?
On Goodfellas.
I remember, like, nothing of it. I can't even really say I've seen it fully, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, you gotta watch it then. It's crazy.
Yeah. He did Mean Streets, which is from 73. I saw that on TV the other night, and it's with Harvey Keitel. You know who he's an old guy now. I don't know if you've seen The Grand Budapest Hotel. Fantastic.
Yeah, I didn't like it.
Really? First person I've heard didn't like it.
Nope.
You probably don't like Wes Anderson's style. He's very... Like,
it's just a weird... It was just like...
It is.
It was very just odd. Just off to me. I didn't like it.
Yeah. It's a very dialogue-driven movie. And, I mean, fantastic cast. I don't know. You kind of have to be into Wes Anderson's style. He did Life Aquatic. And he did... what's the other one? I saw Wes Anderson recently. The Royal Tenenbaums. Which I thought was really weird. Because you kind of have to be into Anderson's style.
Yeah, it just was slow to me.
Wolf of Wall Street has the F word in it 544 times.
Yeah, so it's a record. That's crazy. But, I mean, it is 3 hours long, though.
Mm-hmm. It's a long movie. Yeah. Also very dialogue-driven in some scenes.
I love the part with Matthew McConaughey.
Yes.
Because if you notice throughout, like, the whole movie, that guy was, like, the guy who made him that way. The advice he gave him, like, in the book, that was his biggest, like, mentor, like, that guy. And if you can tell through the movie, like, you know, when he's like, I want a shot of this, I have to have this every 5 minutes until one of us passes the fuck out. And that's, like, and then when he's on the boat, like, towards the end, he's on his yacht, and he says, like, the exact same line. Like, and everything, he's like, you have to do cocaine. Like, fucking, like, all that just came from him.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, he killed that scene. Matthew McConaughey did.
Yeah. Yeah, because that was, like, improv'd in.
No, you know, that's what he did.
Before he goes on,
like,
to
calm him down.
Right.
And then Leonardo DiCaprio, like, was asked Martin Scorsese if he saw what he was doing. And
Leonardo
said to put it in the scene. And the shit worked out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, not necessarily improvised, I guess, but definitely, like, just kind of happened in the spur of the moment, I guess.
Yeah.
That they decided to make that call. Matthew McConaughey is a pretty interesting person.
Like, he is.
He's got, like, a deep spiritual thing going.
and he's pretty laid back. He's got the casual vibe going. I mean, he's, you know, legendary for the role in the high school movie.
Oh.
From back in the day.
Dazed and Confused.
Dazed and Confused. All right, all right, all right.
Yep.
You got a joint? No, sure. You'd be a lot cooler if you did.
I haven't seen that movie in so long.
That's another movie I can't honestly say I've seen it in its entirety. Like, I only know, like, bits and pieces of it.
Yeah. Like, the beginning where they're, like, when they beat the shit out of, like, the freshmen with those paddles, like, back in the day, the good old times, where they just beat the shit out of kids and high schoolers, and, like, the teachers did nothing about it. But now, if you called, like, someone fat, like, they'll be like, you could go to jail for this. This is bullying. But back in the day, they would, like, literally beat, like, design their own fucking paddles, beat the shit out of the freshmen, and the teachers would be like, y'all better run when y'all get out of school. And the seniors are just sitting out there in the parking lot. Like, that would never happen nowadays. Like, my dad said, seventh or eighth grade, two kids got in a fight, and they gave both of them a paddle and let them hit each other in the ass as hard as they wanted, like, in front of everyone. I was like, what the fuck? They, like, both of them get a lick. Like, lick each other. I was like, that's the worst idea ever. So all it takes is one person just to take it across the head. Like, fuck hitting him in the back. I'm
yeah,
fucking
no kidding.
Take it across the head.
That's the equivalent of people worrying about people coming into, like, kids coming into school with guns or, like, AKs nowadays.
Yeah.
It's like, what if a kid comes to school with a paddle and just gets mad? And just starts going off on people.
Oh, shit.
Oh. It's just a regular bug.
No, that was a big bug. With a stinger on it. It was all black.
It wasn't a stinger.
Oh, no. It was a stinger on there. I don't like wasps, man.
I really don't either.
I got stung by, like, a swarm of them when I was, like, in seventh grade. Scarred the shit out of me.
Like, a whole nest of them?
Yeah, fucked with a nest accidentally.
Oh,
I didn't even see it. It was at Mikey Barlow's backyard, and his backyard was, like, a trash adventure land. Like, they're hoarders, and we were just, like, going through something. There was, like, a nest in there, and, like, I guess I shook it up, and, dude, they fucked me up. It was crazy.
Man. You know, I've never actually had that happen to me, but, like, you know, around here in the South, grass grows. Things grow, like, pretty quickly at some points in the season. And people, you know, they don't want to always, people get lazy. I know.
Yeah.
I have, where you're just like, I don't want to go outside. It's hot. But my grass is, like, knee high, you know?
Yeah.
Not that high, but, you know, high enough to where it's kind of, like, unsightly and things can live in it and, you know, all this kind of whatnot. And you could go out there and just mow your grass and hit the wrong or get too close, set them off with the noise, and you got a hair full of bees.
Oh, yeah.
Bees are one thing, but, like, wasps, those are, like...
Well, you can get... is it bees that can kill you, or is it wasps that if a swarm could, like, stop your heart?
Either.
Is it either?
Sure.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
So wasps have venom too? Because I think it's the venom that stops your heart.
Yeah.
I know bees do.
I think.
Bees die after they sting you.
Yeah.
That's so stupid. I don't know how they haven't caught on to that. Like,
yeah, it's like the praying mantis. Like, when they copulate, the female will immediately eat the male's head. Like, as soon as they're done.
Having sex?
Yeah.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah.
It would eat the male's head.
It eats yeah.
Why?
Because it's like a source of protein, and they're immediately, like, their instincts trigger to, like, take care of your baby, just like all females. It's there, but it's just at different levels with different species, and they affect them differently. Like.
And the male can't just, like, say, like, eat the head of the other?
Or no.
The male just, like, doesn't just bat, like, just take it, like, eat my head?
I think he tries to get away, but the females are stronger and more aggressive. And, like, something triggers after, you know, right at the end, and they just devour, because it's, like, supposedly a source of protein. We're going to look it up.
That's a really basic reason to
female
do that.
Eat heads. Eat the male's heads. Something like that. Do female men... mantides really eat the male's head after mating? This is from themantiskingdom.com, a very well respected source out of British Columbia. Just kidding, I don't know where they're from. Most mantis species are cannibalistic. A praying mantis will eat or try to eat just about any insect it can grab a hold of, and it is not strong enough to fight back, and other mantis is no exception. However, when mating, females are less likely to attack a male. Studies have shown that males are eaten less during mating in the wild than in captivity. Really? Oh, wow. So that's where they came up with that. They probably had a bunch of mantises in captivity to study them.
Yeah.
And when you're in captivity, you only get to eat whatever scientists give you. So they started probably seeing a rise in females getting aggressive and just, like, smashing on males because it's like, well, you're another food source. But in the wild, they have more, so they don't do it as often. That's just what I'm thinking.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Mm-hmm. After mating, most males jump off the female and usually make a run for it. In the wild, they would have no problems escaping without harm, or they are usually much faster than the females, and most of them can fly. The females are usually too heavy to give chase. Huh. In captivity, of course, the male jumps off, runs away, and usually ends up running directly into a female. Interesting.
Animals are weird, man.
Yep.
I saw this one video. It was like some show that was on. It was called, like, Pet Friends or something. And it was a story of this old man who walked this park. And he was just an old, like, I guess just bored guy. And, like, every morning he'd walk the park. And there was this big old goose that just started following him. You know how if you walk up to a goose, they're gone. Well, the goose, like, just liked him. And they just, like, hang out by the bench together. And he'd just feed him every day. And eventually he just started, like, following him around. Like, there was on video him, like, going at it with the dog. And then the old man was like, come on, come on. And the big old goose is just, like, starts walking with him. And then he gets on his scooter to leave the park. And he starts driving on the street. And the big old goose, like, huge wings or whatever, is just flying beside it, like, right beside him. Like,
what?
Dude, it was trippy. I was like, what the fuck? Like, I've never heard of it. I wish I had a goose that just loved me.
What is this, in, like, New York or something? Or?
Yeah, it did look like New York, yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah, that's weird.
That'd be a good book.
It would.
Yeah. Could chronicle that guy's life. This bird.
That bird, like, really just liked him, dude. Just followed him everywhere. And there was, like, people would go to that park and follow the old man with his goose. And it'd just be a big group of people just like taking pictures, just following him around the park, and it's just the old man just walking with his goose.
That's so Japanese. Like, I don't know why I think that, but that's, like, something you'd see in Japan or something.
Have you seen in Japan that family has a penguin that walks down Japan with the book bag and goes to their fish store, and then they're like,
yeah,
and they put the fish store back. Oh, man. I wish I had a penguin like that. Just imagine that. It just goes to your local gas station and just be like, go pick me up. Just call it in. Be like, my penguin's on its way. Be like, all right.
Cash is in the book bag. What if one person decided to start mugging the penguin? Like,
that's what I was thinking. When you see that penguin, when I was watching that video in Japan, I was like, why is nobody mugging or stealing that? Because if I saw a penguin doing a task like that, I'm getting that penguin to come in my car. Like, you're working for me now.
Like, hey, penguin, want a fish?
You just get him into your car, and it's your, like, penguin just never comes back.
It's smart enough to resist the fish, but the owners didn't teach him not to resist just candy. Like, hard, and cough drops.
That would be so amazing. And it was like a good-sized penguin, too. It wasn't like a baby penguin. Like, the penguin's like...
an emperor penguin tall. Or something?
It was a legit penguin. You know, like the little, like the kind of like small little penguins? It wasn't like that. It was a tall penguin.
Oh, wow.
Yes. Oh, man, I want one of those.
It's got to be able to see over the counter.
I think it could.
Wow.
That's crazy.
Wow. Well, maybe people wouldn't want to mug them. That's why nobody mugs them. It's like, dude, that's a big bird.
That's a big penguin.
And it's doing people things.
If we don't know what he's capable of.
And the next week, you see him go by on a longboard, just skateboarding by. It's like, dude, I know the owners were out of town all this week. Like, that penguin's just doing that. You know what I'm saying?
He's just doing it because he's hungry. He's not doing it for no one but him. Like, they think he's just living a regular life.
Oh,
like,
my God.
He's got a book bag on. He could be going to school or something. No one knows. He's just doing, like, normal people things. Japan people could be really tripped out by that.
And then
Japanese people trip me out.
In 2015, Mark Zuckerberg takes off his mask and it's just the penguin. And then he's like, let's make a Batman movie.
Man, I would love a penguin like that. Just like, imagine right now, it's just a penguin sitting there. Like, that's your pet. That brings such a great...
Rent a penguin. Lots
where?
Of...
Antarctica?
No, us. The company. Rent a penguin.
And how do we bring the penguins there? And what do we do if
we'll
the
train them
dies?
To bring themselves. They have the intelligence there for it. We could get penguins just like that other penguin and train them to, like, drive Google cars.
But what about if that was just a special penguin?
They don't even have to drive the Google car. They're, hey, if we treat all the penguins like they're special, we hold them to a standard, penguins will work for us.
Can they live in our environment, though? Because I know in that place in Japan, it was cold. I don't know if they can survive here. I think if we had a penguin with us right now, it'd be tripping walls.
We'll produce penguin huts. Just like dog houses exist, we'll have penguin houses.
Or just make them adapt. Just be like, start adapting.
this is what you have to do now. Eventually,
this is your life. Like, you got to deal with it.
Oh, God. We're talking slavery of animals here.
Yeah,
then.
I don't think PETA would be very happy.
No.
Not at all. There's just people in Antarctica, just like large groups of people.
Are you
just
talking
breeding the penguins and like flying them in? Oh no, that'd be bad.
Are you talking about PETA from the Hunger Games?
No, PETA from the fucking Hunger Games. Yes. Oh, speaking of the Hunger Games, have you heard about Jennifer Lawrence?
I've heard of her once or twice.
Have you heard about the thing going on right now?
No.
I'll show you right now.
Oh God.
We won't even speak of it over this. I think everyone who would listen to this would already know what I'm about to show you. Oh, it's awesome.
Can we not speak about it, or?
Oh, no, you can.
Or is it just... Alright, well, while you're looking that up, you got it. I'm looking at a picture of Jennifer Lawrence drinking wine.
Yes. oh, but there's more.
Yeah, I mean, that could be her.
No, it is.
Oh, okay.
She's trying to, sue him.
Sue who?
Celebrities... So many celebrities' pictures have gotten hacked. Like, 2 weeks ago, someone, like, hacked into everything.
Mm-hmm.
Like, all these celebrities. And they don't know who the hacker is. But supposedly...
Would that bother you? If, like, you...
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Doesn't bother me.
No, not at all. I'm cool with it.
We're looking at Jennifer Lawrence again.
Like, okay.
I mean... Yeah, it's kind of sucks that got out there, but I mean, that's just kind of what people do with each other. I'm assuming that was to a boyfriend, so.
Yeah.
But I mean, yeah, if you don't want your stuff taken in this day and age, you pretty much can't go around taking pictures like that and sending them across the internet. You probably can't even do anything because just the fact that your computer could be attached to the internet and people could hack not the entire internet, but enough to get into your particular PC. So.
Yeah.
Create and delete. But even then, still, I mean, how difficult would it be to just get a hold of that information and make a copy virtually over, you know, internet warfare is so much different. That would be another thing that ISIS would have to really get a hold to us on.
Yep.
Like, if they really wanted to fuck us, they would have to, like, implement the Ebola as one thing, and then they'd have to take out the motherboard of, like, our information, our technology, our interconnectedness.
Yeah.
Like,
but that'd be tough, I'm sure.
It'd be tough, but it'd also be tough to burn all the books in the world that you didn't want people to have. And how many times has that been done? Hitler,
yeah.
I mean, is one of the big examples. Genghis Khan, I've been... Dan Carlin, he does a podcast called Hardcore History. And he's like an amateur historian, but he's a professional. And he's got a great voice for radio and all this kind of stuff. He's done like, I want to say like, I think like 50 or something. And he'll just like... I don't know if he, like, writes papers or, like, what, but he did a thing in college about Genghis Khan military tactics, and it's him talking for, like, I think it's 3 to 5 hours long, and through, like, 4 episodes, and he talks, like, all about what they did and, like, how smart Genghis Khan was, you know, he does a good marriage of doing, like, how they operated, just unbiased, like, how they coordinated, their mentality, like Genghis Khan was a great person. I don't remember how I was kicking that. Hitler, Genghis Khan, he was a great recognizer of when people had potential, like when they could be good leaders.
Yeah.
And instead of, like, there's a story where he gets his horse shot out from under him, like a really hard shot. He's going like full speed, whatever the case. And this guy shoots it out from under him. Well, instead of killing this guy for, you know, him killing his prized fucking horse, that, you know, incredible, one of the best in the world or whatever,
yeah,
he has that guy brought forward and makes him like a general after a while.
Wait, but how do you know who shot it? Who shot him? Was he just by himself, or was it like in a battle or something?
I don't know. I don't know. But I mean, they used bows and arrows back then, so it's not too hard to catch off who fired a shot, you know?
Yeah.
So, but he took material and people. He took resources that he knew would be a benefit to the society that he wanted to create on a large scale. Xanadu is like his private ultimate library, like his capital or whatever, and where he would spend a lot of his summers, you know, just kicking it, just chilling, all his stuff, all the fine animals from all around the world that he conquered, and just everything. He would keep resources, though. He would keep books, you know. He had tons of information,
yeah,
about all places in the world. Hitler, I mean, he would just start burning probably anything that was related.
Hitler was crazy, man.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta appreciate what he did, though. I mean, he was a bad guy, and I would say this in high school when they would talk about Hitler, and people would look at me like I was fucking crazy. But what Hitler did was crazy. Like, the way he influenced people and, like, the effect he had on people, like, what he wanted done was crazy and just out of there, but, like, he wanted it done, and he fucking was doing it. I mean, it was, like, he almost was pretty successful in, like, what he was doing, like, trying to take over the world. Like, he was fucking shit up.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if he wanted to take over a country around there, he did it. Like, it was nothing to him.
And nobody's...
He wanted Jews dead.
Mm-hmm.
All right. It was wild.
Yeah.
Why he was fucked up on, like, so many drugs. He was like, my God.
Really? I didn't know
that.
Oh,
yeah. He was on so many drugs.
Well, I was watching a thing on Abe Lincoln, a documentary about how he used to take Blue Moon capsules as this medicine for, like, because he had depressive issues.
Mm-hmm.
So he took this Blue Moon pill that was, like, popular back in the day, but they didn't realize it had, like, a high concentration of mercury in it. So, like, Abe Lincoln started getting, like, messed up off of it. Because, you know, mercury's, like, super poisonous. Like,
oh, really?
In thermometers and stuff.
And it just gets you fucked up?
Yeah, I'm not really sure what the, like, the effects are, but, like, nowadays, the amount that's, like, absolutely legal to have in any kind of medicine is, like, super, super, super minute. And Abe Lincoln was doing, like, I can't remember what they said, but it was like a bunch, like 50 times more mercury than what's allowed today. Like,
damn.
Good enough to where it started to affect him. And luckily he realized what was going on and he stopped. But I think it definitely had an effect on him too. You know, might have had like some long-term problems. Lincoln? Lincoln, yeah, Abe Lincoln.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, he was going to die either way. What happened?
Mm.
It's crazy. I saw something on that like a couple weeks ago. That was wild. Like, the dude literally just walked in and walked up to where he was and just shot him.
Mm.
That never happened nowadays with the president. Like, you could never get a shot like that. Back then, they were just like, oh, yeah, you can come stranger and talk and sit by Abe Lincoln
mm-hmm.
with a weapon. We're not going to check you.
Mm-hmm.
That's wild.
Just imagine, like, I'll bet Truman, President Truman, who dropped the atom bombs in WW2.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he pretty much made that decision, you know, he's like, I'm going to take the fall for this. And just how many people, like, that decision wiped out.
Oh, yeah.
Just imagine, like, how many people would be angry at him, want to go
this?
After him.
Where did he drop them?
Hiroshima and Hiroshima.
Oh, that was the one where they like, bluffed them. After, like, the first one, they tried to get him to surrender, and
mm-hmm.
they're like, well, we're going to drop another one.
Mm-hmm.
And then the second one, they sent out the exact same thing, even though we didn't have another one. And thank God, like, if they would have been like, no, we're not surrendering, they would just caught our bluff, but...
Yeah.
Yeah, we didn't have another one.
But you know what? I think even if we had to go after him, And we're like, we're going to drop another one. Like, they'd be so devastated at that point. Like,
oh, yeah.
You could just go over there and finish the job, you know?
It had to be done, though, I think. They, dude, because they're crazy in war. Like, they're just, they don't give a fuck.
The Japanese?
Yes.
Yeah.
They just, like, they'll run in somewhere and just, like, take their life. They don't care. I mean, they'll run in, like, a group of just, like, soldiers and just take out as many as they could, but they're one life. Americans? No, that's not our style of, like, war.
Mm-hmm.
We're very, like, cautious, like, all that stuff. No, they don't give a fuck.
That's because they come from the way of the samurai. Like, yeah. They're connected to this mentality. I'm sure they have, like, concept of rebirth and stuff, too. So it ain't nothing to just, like,
yeah, like honor,
extinguish your life.
Like, you honor. With honor.
Dude, honor is something we do not have near as much in the U.S. compared to other places. Honor, loyalty, respect, like...
Yeah.
You know, respect for your elders and all this kind of stuff. It's so easy to just, you know, rag on the elders and, like, think that the lifestyle they live is, like, ridiculous or they're behind on the times and all this kind of stuff. But you don't understand your worlds apart, you know, and what they've seen and what they've grown up with compared to our dumbass technology. Like, mm-hmm. It's a weird thing to say, but, like, our phones and our TVs with reality television and, like, getting... hooked on the internet, abusing the internet, being on there for dumb reasons, like nothing to do with education or the spread of good information or connecting with people for causes. Yep. None of that stuff.
I would so be for, like, shutting down all social networks just for, like, a year. Just, like, do it for a year, see how it goes, see if, like, because, I mean, social networks, I think, is such, like, just slows people down, dude. Like, there's, oh my God, there's so many, like, things to do on the internet nowadays that just, like, it's crazy to me.
Mm-hmm.
Like Twitter, Instagram, all these people just sucked up in just nonsense.
Mm-hmm. And you go everywhere and you see, like, everybody on them.
Yeah,
you know?
You'll go to a restaurant and everyone's just, like, two people are just eating in, like, in a restaurant, just both of them looking at their phones, like, the whole time, just look at their phones.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just talk to each other. You don't gotta tweet what you're doing, like, at the restaurant with this person, and then someone, like, tweets you back, like, oh, really, what restaurant? Like, God damn. And then people, like, are so sucked in by, like, because people tweet just stupid shit. Like, why do you have to tweet that? And it's just to get, like, favorites or retweets. And that's what, like, they keep doing it for. I'm like, who cares? Like, oh, yeah, dude, I'm about to tweet this and just get so many favorites. Like, God damn.
Mm-hmm.
It's ridiculous.
Mm-hmm. I took this chick to dinner one time, had high prospects for it, went to a nice place. She was on her phone the entire time. And I was like, well, that's a dead giveaway right there. Like,
yeah.
There's no way there's going to be a repeat of this in any form. Like, that's just common anything. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, not happening.
Too much nonsense.
Yeah. It's a shame because there's so much for it that's good, but there's that factor as well. But yeah, just two people just sitting at a table, just pounding away. I mean...
I saw the funniest video the other night. Do you remember Kramer from Seinfeld? You know how he was, like, huge, like, 2006, like, and you know how he just disappeared? Like, no one's heard of Kramer no more. He's no longer a stand-up. He's not in any shows, nothing anymore.
Yeah, I haven't heard that.
I mean, have you heard of Kramer?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I didn't know that had happened.
Oh, well, yeah. Well, what happened was he was fucked up on cocaine. Just heard about this. It was, like, 2006. And he's at the comedy club in New York, and he's sitting up there, and these group of blacks come walking in, and they get seated, and they're like, the waitress was, like, taking their order while he's sitting there, like, just coked out on stage. And out of nowhere, he's like, what are you doing? Like, I don't even know if I should say this. Fuck it. He was like, what are y'all niggers doing? He's like, 30 years ago, I'd have a fork up your ass for talking, and then, like, people, like, kind of were, like, laughing about it, and it was still kind of too far, and he just kept going, just coked out. He was like, they're niggers! There ain't nothing but niggers! Get out, you niggers!
Damn.
And every, like, the girl recording, it's like, oh my God! And then they stand up, and they're like, you're not funny, you've gone too far. And he was like, that's what you get if you interrupt a white man, you bunch of niggers.
Damn.
Dude, it was the funny. I heard about it through Joe Rogan talking at the podcast, and I looked it up on YouTube, and I was like, oh my God. And then after that, his career was over. And he was just coked out.
Sounds like it was over before, way before that.
I mean,
he set the wheels in motion for that.
Oh yeah, dude, there was no going back from what happened there. Like, oh god.
See, that's why Quaaludes scare me. Like, what if I take too many Quaaludes and just start racial slurs? Like,
but this was cocaine, though.
Yeah, I know. I don't know what that means, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, how do I know Quaaludes and cocaine don't? Like, yeah, they have like different things they do to the body, but like, what if the end result is just another path to get there? You know what I mean?
I guess we'll never know.
I hope not.
Because Quaaludes, I don't even think they're around anymore. I was watching a movie with one guy. He's like, "Man, where can we get these?" I'm like, "You're not gonna get Quaaludes. Have you heard of Quaaludes like any other time except for watching this movie?" Like, no, they're gone.
Well, that's just because they create a different name and a different brand of that package to put in something, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but it was also a prescription drug. After, like, I think the first year or two, it was completely just illegal. Like, no one made them anymore. And then you could even, like, hear him in the movie saying that, like, he bought off, like, the last supply from his drug dealer. Like, he could not find any.
Oh, yeah.
And he spent, like, I forgot how much money he said he spent to, like, buy all of them out from, like, everywhere. Yeah. I don't think they're around anymore. But if they were, I probably would take one. I'm sure you would, too.
I don't think so.
If some guy's like, here's a Quaalude, just take one. I mean, it was just for pregnant people to get their sleep when, like, and if you just fight it off for 30 minutes, you get fucked up.
Yeah, but I'm not pregnant. The thing is that, like if you do, this is my thought on it, if you do something once, you know, that might be it, sure. But if you do something twice, there's no reason to even buy, a third time, a fourth time, like, that option's there, you know, I could do it. If you did it once and stopped, maybe. But if you do it twice, you're in the multiples now. And multiples tend to spread. There's the one entity, and then there's a web of complication. That's a car.
Yeah, that's a cool little sound.
Yeah.
I can hear it so much on these headphones, it's trippy.
Yeah. Well, this is a good indicator. We need to get, like, the actual gear set up one day. This has been spot on. Should we go do something while there's sunlight left?
What's she trying to do?
There's Hiller Park. What time is it? 5:14.
Hiller Park?
Yeah, they have a frisbee golf course.
I've never played that before.
You've never played frisbee golf?
No. Some kids at Ole Miss, they always went, and they're like, dude, come play. And I was like, I don't know. Seemed kind of weird. I'd rather just go play regular golf.
It's pretty fun.
What, you just, like, you get one throw to, like, make it into this?
No, they have different drivers, which is, like, different types different frisbees. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Because you have a long one, then you have a shorter one that's more winded or whatever, I guess. I don't know. I've never had a set. But, like, you'll have, like, a par four, and it'll be so far away, and you'll be like, all right, I'm going to start off with my long sling. Or you can just play with, like, a regular frisbee, and everybody has that frisbee.
Yeah.
Which is what I've always done. But, you know, person throws it, you go, and you go over to it, and another person throws. And then you just, whoever's farthest back throws again. And there are these, like, it's like a pole, a metal pole, and it's got a basket. And it has chains on it.
Yeah, I know it. I've seen what it looks like.
Yeah, but you just do that. And it's just like when golf, you're just hanging out on the course, and you're walking around, you're chilling, you're out there, you know. It's kind of like that, except you actually, like, it's, you don't have to take a golf cart everywhere. You can actually just walk around. And, but you can play with trees and stuff, so we should go. Let's go.
Calm down.
Let's go, yeah. All right, people, we're going to play frisbee golf is what we're about to do here.
Yes, sir.
So, yeah.
Get drunk.
I think I'm going to stick to the black tea here.